This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Ahead of today's No Kings protests countering a military parade in D.C., Denver police say they're expecting the main protest to be peaceful, but they are prepared with pepper balls and tear gas if necessary. Civil rights attorney Shelby Danner says those kinds of less than lethal munitions are usually used when crowds don't follow dispersal orders.
You can march in the street, but if you're obstructing traffic, that's where you might find yourself getting into trouble. If they're ordering you to disperse, that could be questionable. It really depends on what the circumstances are.
Police are supposed to ask a crowd to disperse only if there's an immediate danger to the public or if the crowd turns violent. The woman convicted of killing cycling star Magnus White in 2023 has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. White's parents asked the judge to give Yeva Smelianska the maximum sentence of 4 years. White's father, Michael, says he's happy that she'll be held accountable.
Victims' rights need to be elevated instead of the defendant's rights. Even that range of sentencing is just unacceptable for this level of crime and this level of loss.
Smelianska was also given 3 years of mandatory parole. For more than a decade, Global Fest has been held in Aurora in August, but this year the free event is being held from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. today on the Aurora Municipal Center Great Lawn. It will feature food trucks and booths selling food from around the world, an international fashion show, a parade of nations, two stages for live dance, music, and martial arts performances. And there are more details at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.